Bratatata, bratatata. So, pull up if you're feeling lonely. If you're feeling lonely, pull up. So, hello. My new stand-up show is called Bumblebee. Bumblebee. Because one of the tracks that played as I chased my burglar at the end of last year was Fly to the Bumblebee. And this inspires me as a piece of music, perhaps more than Megatron by Nicki Minaj, which unfortunately is just two chords all the way through. But yeah, I can't play Flight of the Bumblebee. It was a piece of classical music that was playing in our house as a kid. My mum used to listen to it and play it to me because it's a great thing to inspire kids who are maybe not into this type of music. Because it sounds like a bumblebee buzzing around. It's incredibly quick, and you can only play it on the piano if you're incredibly good, gifted, skilled on the piano. So that's not me. It's beyond me. But if you're a kid listening to this, well, you shouldn't be. Stop listening to this. Most episodes have explicit content. Some are about sex. At least two are about masturbating. And at least 10, including this one, contains the word cunt. But whatever, they're just words. You should be listening to this podcast, actually, and not to your teachers, and definitely not to your careers advisor. Because this is where the true inspiration for the rest of your life lies, right here. And I hope I've tempted you in with the Transformers name of this episode, Megatron. Well, there's Nicki Minaj. Usually the episodes are more melodic than this. Two chords, I think the complete opposite in terms of difficulty of Flight of the Bumblebee. But Bumblebee, also a Transformer, of course, and a name of a Transformer film. So who knows, there's still time to be sued for my new show. I will stop doing that soon, but it's tempting to do it. But Transformers, enjoy the first film, as I recall, but before they started making about, I think, 50 films, and they did the rather meta thing of transforming a promising franchise into a pile of shite. Now, Megatron, skilled transformer, it can transform from a robot into many types of guns, I believe. That serves a purpose, I guess. But Bumblebee, as far as I know, only transforms into a small, boring family car, and therefore is surely the very worst of the Transformers. As I say, I can't remember the film, but the robots are, from memory, absolutely massive and move around at least as quick as a small, boring family car. But this robot decides to transform into a small, boring family car. Better for being inconspicuous, I guess, and hiding than a massive gun. But as a thing to transform into, fairly lame. I'd rather be a gun, like firing. That's the noise of a gun firing. I remember having Transformers as a kid, and they weren't as sophisticated as they probably are now, because I recall, like, an aeroplane used to transform miraculously into an aeroplane-shaped robot. And a lorry would transform, as if by magic, into a rectangular robot with wheels. They were shit, weren't they? And I remember having the lorry one and thinking, why does it need to transform? When would you ever want to be a lorry over being a lorry-shaped robot? And so I kept it as a lorry-shaped robot and refused to transform it. I don't think I ever gave it the credit that it was begging for me to transform it into a lorry. I think I was the only kid ever not to transform his transformer into a... not to transform his transformer. I was like, fuck you, it's basically a stand-up lorry anyway. It's no surprise it's going to turn into a lorry. I just have to lay it on its side and it's a fucking lorry. I ain't giving you the satisfaction, Buster. You'll always be a robot, a lorry-shaped robot. But kids, don't listen to that advice, because I went to the wrong kind of school, I think. A grammar school. And while I was a very good, it was a very good school, it didn't allow me to think outside the box. It didn't inspire me to think that I could transform, that I could be anything I wanted to be. Ba-da-da-da-da. So because it was a good school, I had to be a doctor or a lawyer or a physicist, when obviously all I wanted to be was a comedian and a writer. That's all I did at school. So I had to waste a few years at university doing law before I realised you can transform. You can be something else, completely different. So I was a very dull, studious law student with legs and feet. And then, as if by magic, I transformed after a couple of years into a comedian with legs and feet, but at least walking towards my destiny, which was being an absolutely penniless stand-up comedian rather than a minted lawyer. But I'm happy doing this. You can transform, and if I could go back, I'd turn that lorry-shaped robot into a lorry, and I'd jump on board and I'd check out of standard society far earlier than I did. But it comes with risks, of course, transforming. When Bumblebee transformed into a shit-boring family car, no one feared it, and a lot of people thought it was shit. My burglar that I chased. And you'll find out exactly what happened if you're able to come to my new show, Bumblebee, in the UK in 2021. But hopefully America and Europe and Australia, and who knows, Brazil in 2022, if by magic coronavirus transforms into a bit of a cough. My burglar was a musician. He was a musician. And when I chased him and then came face to face with him, he said to me, he didn't say that. He said, I saw your piano. I saw the piano in your house. I was a musician, he said, but because of the pandemic, I lost everything, and I'm sorry. And I said, it's okay. He said, you can play the piano. I said, kind of. I'm learning. I was actually listening to classical music just now, I said. He said, what were you listening to? I said, Flight of the Bumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov. And he laughed and he said, you'll never believe this, but I can play that. I was really fucking good. People will try and fuck up your life, Nathan, and control you. But don't let them, man. Don't let them. Keep playing. Keep playing. People will always try and hold you back. I told my careers advisor at school that I wanted to be a comedian, and he laughed. Which, looking back, I should have taken as a good sign. And he said, that's not really a job, is it? People will try and hold you back. And people will always try to stop you transforming into something completely different. But think about it. You could be a robot. You could be a robot right now. Stuck in a dead-end place. But you could transform. And like Megatron, you could fly. I mean, he wasn't the aeroplane one, but you know what I mean. He probably was the aeroplane one in some of the films that I haven't seen, probably. I don't know. Let's hope he was. So you could just be a robot, but like Megatron, you could fly. All right. You could. What was he? A gun? He was a gun, wasn't he? Like Megatron, you could shoot for the moon. Ba-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da. And what's the worst that can happen if you transform? Well, I guess the worst that can happen is you'll just be a boring, shit family car, like Bumblebee. But that's what you already are, I imagine. So transform. Transform. If you've had 18 months like me, there's literally nothing to lose. Fuck. My careers advisor knew what he was doing. What a fucking dumb job this is. But it's beautiful. Beautiful. Ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da. Beautiful. Also love to you all. Transform. Robots in disguise. That was it, wasn't it? It's a bit late.